Unlock the secrets of success and join the conversation that's fueling dreams and driving innovation on the ultimate business talk show in Rocket State. Wednesdays between 6 and 7 p.m. Only on KC 107.7.
Welcome to KC 107.7. You are listening to Connor Robertson. Today we are speaking to Candice McGeer from Fat Finger Tech. Hi there, Candice. How are you doing?
Hi there, Connor. I'm doing fantastic today.
So let's start first of all with your just telling our listeners more about yourself and the role you have in this company.
Sure, no problem. Well, I'm the marketing maven and sales team lead here at Fat Finger Tech. I oversee our marketing strategies, ensuring that we effectively communicate our overall turnkey solutions to businesses of all sizes. And being the team lead, we focus on building strong relationships with clients and helping them find the right IT solutions to meet their needs.
So let's look at the basics first. Explain the relevance of cybersecurity for small businesses.
The relevance, well, as this is one of our key aspects and solutions that we offer, we look at the critical, basis of what happens with small businesses because they hold valuable data such as customer information, financial records, maybe intellectual property. The rise for cyber threats and protecting this kind of data is essential. So not only for businesses, continuity. There we go. But also to maintain customers' trust. And that's what we've prioritized in our organization.
So small businesses are increasingly targeted by cyber criminals. Can we just discuss possible vulnerabilities?
The vulnerability is because they are an easy target. They may not have the advanced security infrastructure that larger corporations or companies have. So cyber criminals will exploit this to perceive their weakness, knowing that these businesses may be less prepared, obviously, to defend themselves against such attacks, making them like prime targets for ransomware, phishing, and other cyber threats is where this is. Perceived vulnerabilities for a small business.
So let's look at potential consequences, because I believe it's like insurance. You only get insurance when you bump your car or something like that. So let's look at potential consequences of cybersecurity, such as, financial loss, damage to reputation, and legal implications.
So explaining the potential consequences would be, well, devastating, obviously, for any business, whether they be small or large corporations. It can financially, the cost of recovery, a loss of revenue, potential fines can be crippling towards a business. Reputational damage is a very, very much one of the biggest things for customers or actually any business to really take into consideration, which can result in loss of trust for their customers and partners, which is a hard thing to rebuild. So legally, if sensitive information is breached, there could be penalties for non-compliance regulations, like, for example, the Protection of Personal Information Act, like the POPIA Act that we have implemented in South Africa.
So let's look at another angle, because obviously POPIA is its own interview as a whole. But let's look at another angle. How can attackers use deceiving emails to gain sensitive information?
So the attackers often use phishing emails to trick recipients, so providing sensitive information, for example, your login credentials or financial data, which is emails that can appear legitimate, posing as a trusted source. So that could come from, I'll just take an example. Before we implemented the cybersecurity within our own organization, we had been infiltrated. People utilized my details on my old name and sent a message via email to one of our staff members requesting that they wanted me or I wanted them to purchase a voucher for 2,000 Rand and I'll pay them the money back. So as being technicians in our field, we send it internally to the team and the team then responds and I also received the message and then it was happening often and we had to rectify this. So anything from an email to a WhatsApp to an SMS can be accessed for personal information, like your socials as well. If you're leaking personal information, like where you work, or you've had a maybe conflict with your employer, or you've, you know, you're hashing out some stuff on your socials, it can be used against you. Taking that kind of information can be used against you, posing as obviously being the way for the attacker to attack its victim, utilizing that information.
So briefly, can you explain the Protection of Personal Information Act, or POPI, and its relevance to businesses handling personal data?
Sure. POPI Act in South Africa is data protection law that obviously governs how businesses collect, process, store, and share personal information. It also ensures that businesses handle personal data responsibly and transparently, protecting individuals' privacy and ensuring compliance with strict security measures. And then obviously under the POPI Act, businesses are legally required to implement appropriate security measures to protect personal data from being unauthorized access. So within an environment, from what we implement, we make sure that the customer's environment, whatever software solutions or data backups and security processes they have within their IT infrastructure, various parties have certain access points whereby they will be allowed to access personal data. So we must obviously make sure that they understand this. This also include ensuring proper encryption, secure storage, and regulatory monitoring data systems to prevent breaches from happening. And if you're non-compliant, it can actually result in a hefty fine and or damage to the company's reputation.
So it's so important to keep our information private and obviously secure our information. But how can we implement a robust password management and authentication practices in our small businesses?
Well, strong password management, definitely one of the key aspects any company should, or any a person on its own should actually ensure that they have in place, for including to use complex unique passwords for different accounts, enabling a multi-factor authentication. You get your Google authentication app. You get, I think, a variety of authentication apps that are verified and legitimate that you could load on your devices, which manages your passwords and also can help you securely store and generate strong passwords. Your MFA also will add that extra layer of protection requiring user verification, identity through multiple methods. Always be careful though. Don't ever use a password that has your maybe your husband or your pet's name in it, or something that's very simple, because it's quite easy for a hacker to utilize that. Or even if you accidentally use your pet's name on your socials and then actually using it for your password, is a no-go.
So software is so incredibly important in our everyday lives, but how important is it to keep our software up to date to prevent these, you know, attacks from taking place?
Well, keeping systems and software is very critical, because outdated software will often contain vulnerabilities that criminals can actually exploit. So regular updates and patches fixes security gaps, and also will improve the protection against new threats should any occur. So making it like a key part of a business or a business's cybersecurity strategy is definitely a must for anybody that's looking to implement this as part of their IT infrastructure security process and measures.
It's almost like your workers' compensation, I have to be honest, because, you know, you don't want to pay it until you realize that, you know, outdated software was the reason for that data breach or something like that. But I wanted to touch on, can you advise our listeners a possible clear plan to put in place for responding to security incidents?
ideally, it would be good to chat to your IT. If you have an IT department in-house, do they have the relevant? Do you have the relevant systems in place? Have they done an actual assessment of the hardware and the software that's that the organization's using as part of the IT infrastructure? If that hasn't been done in the past 12 months, I would advise you do so, so that you could get it as an asset record for yourself from a financial perspective, and also for your security to be put in place. So every business should actually have an incident response plan in place, which will obviously include identifying a team's responsible for handling breaches. So that would either be your in-house team, or else alternatively somebody like Fatfinger Tech, who can assist you and guide you through a process, step-by-step implementation process from the different levels that your company will be able to implement. And we take them through the educational process as well. If they need somebody in-house, we do educate that person on the implementation of these strategies. So outlaying the steps to contain the threat should there ever be one, notifying the affected parties and restoring systems from backups, regular drills and updates, which comes with the educational part that we have to offer. We have a training that we can implement into the work environment that will enable customers to or their employees to be well educated. So it will include phishing attacks, or it will include a reporting of breaches should there have ever been one before they implemented the strategies per level to secure any incidents that may have had damaged their reputation, and prepare to act swiftly with minimizing the damage that may have occurred or should occur.
So before we end this interview, I just want to give you the opportunity not clickbait, but I need to cut that. I'm going to do it again. So before we go, I just wanted you to just give us your details, your company details, and how people can contact you, just so that people that heard this interview can contact you if they do need assistance.
Sure. You can connect with Fatfinger on fatfinger.tech. Alternatively, we have a mailer, which is generally where our team can reach out to you to set up a virtual coffee chat on crm@fatfinger.tech. Or alternatively, you can contact us on +27 860 061 089. Otherwise, just go and check us out on our socials. Our main platform is LinkedIn, because we are there to make a difference for anybody in the corporate and business environment.
Thank you so much for your time and your insight. I really appreciate it.
#KCB Soccer League, only on KC 107.7.